We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Buckhantz was on with Grant Paulson and Pete Medhurst. And Pete had a question that Steve had the answer to before Pete could even get the question out.
Steve, we know in part of this too, when it's a network and team, team has some say in this. Have you heard from anybody from Monumental Sports?
Team has all say in this. Let's not be mistaken about that. There was a reason that John Miller was fired from the Orioles, the best announcer in all of baseball. He wasn't enough of a homer, and he was let go. Mel Proctor in the same situation.
So that was Steve Buckhantz talking about who was really at play in making the decision, and that it maybe was more than a television decision. They followed up with this cut here.
If somebody from our company had gone up to Ted and Zach and said, listen, you know, we're thinking about changing the hockey announcers because I'm just not sure about them. You don't think he would have looked them right in the face and said, that's not happening? Well, that didn't happen here, so that's unfortunate, and that's the most hurtful thing. And I have not heard from Ted or Zach at all since this has happened, or since this whole process even began, and that's also hurtful.
Yeah, I would have to imagine that it's maybe personally or as a career, maybe one of the lowest moments he's probably ever felt, where you give so much of your career and so much time to a team and to an organization. And then when it is time to finally close that door, and hey, I get it. Teams move on. Teams are rebuilding. If the Wizards are going to decide, with the general manager being a new general manager, kind of blowing up the team, maybe trading your stars and John Wall and Bradley Beal to continue to have this rebuild process, it makes sense to have a new play-by-play guy come in at that moment while you're kind of turning everything over. But you would think maybe a edible arrangement, maybe a phone call, maybe some sort of, you know, Instagram post, just something to maybe thank him for his service and for the time that he had committed to the team. It's very disheartening as a fan of all DC sports to just hear that you can have someone that has been around for so long and has been such a staple of our youth and as our young adulthood, just to have him just kind of thrown away like yesterday's garbage. It's very disheartening.
Look, here's the thing. The way that they treated him is despicable. You can believe that NBC and they have been consistent this whole time in saying that it was their decision. You can believe that and also believe that Ted could have jumped in and saved Steve Buckhantz. Now, whether or not you save him, if you want to make the decision to move on, okay. But treat the guy with respect. He's an institution. You know, when I was coming up and I was in high school, me and my friends, we always used to walk around the hallways of Fairfax High School, and we would say dagger. It was something that we said because we all watched the Wizards. We watched Gilbert, and it was a part of our own personal vernacular, and it was because of Steve Buckhantz. And we all loved that because he was a part of DC sports. He was a part of the identity. The fact that you can, back in March, kick this guy around, let him dangle in the wind, and say, well, he might be back, he might not. We haven't decided
for
yet.
For months and months with no official announcement.
It's despicable, and he deserves a better send-off than what he got, of course. But then, this is what really kind of hurt me listening to that, where he said he was actually hurt by the fact that he hadn't heard from Ted or Zach Leonsis this entire time. That's disgusting in itself, and Ted deserves all of the crap that he's getting from fans right now for that. You don't treat people like that. You just don't do it, and especially somebody who should deserve more, who does deserve more. It's disgusting. And honestly, to me, I have a hard time viewing Ted Leonsis as any different of a person than Dan Snyder right now. As an owner, to me, he's made just as many questionable decisions, and this is the most questionable decision that's ever been made, even more so to me than letting Ernie Grunfeld stick around for 14 years. It doesn't make any sense to me. But the guy deserved to be treated with decency at the very least. Even if he hadn't been around for 22 years, he deserves respect. The respect of, well, we're going to be straightforward with you about what's going on. Back in March, they should have said, we have no intention of bringing you back. They knew then that they weren't going to bring him back. They should have told him. And he had to just sit there and twist in the wind for months. In that interview, he talks about how he didn't know he would be researching for the season, this coming season, not knowing if he was actually going to be able to use the information that he was researching. How awful is that?
Hours and hours, days and days of research for a potential of having a job.
And to be quite honest with you, it's not just Ted and the Wizards or NBC for making an awful decision. To me, it's also, I'm a little disappointed in the media collective and how they've treated this. And maybe it's because they kind of got it out of their system when the story first broke in March. Okay, I could understand that.
Right, because I do think that there were a lot of people, Danny Ruye included, that knew this is it, and they're just going to kind of let it go away, and people are going to forget about it.
And Danny just happened to be off this week, so I know that he would have stood on the table, but somebody should have stood on the table for this guy. Somebody should have stood up and said, this is wrong. This is the wrong decision. You're treating him wrong, and this is effed up. We can't accept this. Like, something needs to happen beyond what, like, nobody watches the Wizards anyways, but the few that were watching because of the familiarity of Steve Buckhantz and Phil Chenier. Like I said, institutions in this market, and it's disgusting the way that both of them were treated, but this is even worse than how Phil Chenier was kicked out the door, which they politely tried to cover up by retiring his number months later.
And also, that was...
What are they doing?
That was the trial run of firing someone. That was, they should have taken the notes that they had from that round of it and maybe go, maybe we should do things a little differently this time, because you would have to assume, have the intention of getting rid of the other half of that broadcast team at some point. There was a huge outcry and people being upset for when Phil Chenier was removed from the broadcast team. But people said, well, you know, at least we still have Buck. At least we still have Buckhantz. Now you don't. You would think that maybe then you would go, maybe we should treat him differently and go over the top, just because we already know that there's going to be an outpouring of support on his behalf against us. We're going to look like a terrible franchise. People are going to compare us to Dan Snyder. You're not the first person on this radio station to compare him to Dan Snyder, or Ted Leonsis to Dan Snyder, where people are starting to come out of the woodwork and really see that how they're treating people is not in the way that a family or like an organization or as a team would treat people, where they're just treating it as a business. And honestly, people watch sports because they don't want to talk about work. They want something to get away from having work and business on the mind all the time. That's where sports comes in. When the curtain gets pulled back and you get shown that this is a business too, and that we really don't care about winning championships. We really don't care about this. We just care about stringing you along and having you maybe continue to support us, even though we're in the middle of a complete nuclear bomb of a season, complete nuclear bomb of an off season. Why don't we just, you know, send them an edible arrangement? Somebody out there, if you're listening to Bit Day, send Steve Buckhantz a better edible arrangement.
How does Ted not call? How does he not pick up the phone and go, hey, I'm really sorry about the decision that we made, but we're going in a different direction? How does that not happen? Well, I don't understand
this,
that.
This is why it doesn't happen, because it's a hard phone call to make.
Then don't make the decision. Don't move on.
Right. If you're going to make the decision, you should do something.
By the way, in NBC, I know technically NBC made the decision. It was their call. I get that, people. I'm not stupid. But what Buckhantz said is correct. If Ted Leonsis didn't want to move on from him, or he could have saved his job. He could have picked up the phone and called NBC and said, that's not happening. By the way, Ted Leonsis, let's not forget, he owns 1/3 of NBC Sports Washington. And by my understanding, they have 2 out of the 6 board seats over there. So they have say in this, regardless of what the official statement is from NBC. So I'm not buying that load of crap either. He definitely had some say in this, and he could have saved Steve Buckhantz's job. At the very least, he owed him a phone call out of the decency, common decency. He owed him a phone call. This is so stupid.
Yeah, you don't let someone like that kind of just wither away in the off season and just wonder, well, you know, I could go on a vacation in November, but I also could be a television broadcaster for an NBA franchise, so I might not be able to do that.
It's just despicable, man. It really is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.